You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, this is it. Day of days. It is the Friday before Christmas. It is what we like to call around here with a very special sound effect. Fri-yay. Hit it, buddy. You just forgot which button it was. Butters. Fri-yay. Fri-yay. Oh, this is so anticlimactic. This is killing me. You just, do we not even have a sound effect now? What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Hey, Butters, how you doing?
Apparently, I'm doing better than my sound effects.
All right, you know what? We're going to get that sound effect. Oh, there it is. Yes. Absolutely. You know what? Hang on. Scratch that. You ready? Let's do that again. It is Day of Days. It is the Friday before Christmas. It is Fri-yay. Woo! Now I feel complete. All right. And you're doing good. How are you?
I'm...
You know what happened? You just ate that maple bacon donut.
Yes.
And you're all sugared up and you couldn't find the button.
Yes. The brain's... Yes. Yes.
Synapses are in overtime.
Mostly just a feeling of general joy in my body right now.
We did, by the way, in case you're wondering, we actually did just have maple bacon donuts. One of the ladies from downstairs heard that that's the official food of Right Side Radio, and she brought some in. So right now, Butters and I are both having coffee time, having just had our maple bacon donuts, and it is like life is really good right now. Hey, no guests for today. So much content, decided to go with it. It's been obvious the last few days that there are things, like we got breaking news stories about Trump right now. We got other things going on. And yeah, you know what? It's Christmas. So we got plenty to talk about that is going to be apolitical. Like, let's just talk about stuff that we care about, like Christmas. And that being said, I got a triple dipper. So hit that sound effect if you can.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, I'm calling it the wages of wokeness. What happens when you go so woke? Do you go broke? Well, a lot of things happen. We're going to talk about it. What happens when liberals get in their own way and they think their policies are just so awesome, just so good, just like this is the wonderfulest thing we've ever seen, and it's the wages of wokeness, though, that comes back later and bites them. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Number one, triple dipper, wages of wokeness. Number two, Israel stands. So Israel stands. So there are amazingly enough, there are mounting pressures on Israel to back off. There are, you know, different pressures from various aspects around the world. There's protests in the streets. I find it galling, if you will, for Israel to be the one being protested right now. But it's only because Israel has taken the decided step of exterminating the people who came across their borders and viciously murdered and raped and pillaged and did so with impunity and then laughed about it and posted it on their social media. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about what's happening. Israel stands. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, we're going to spend the latter part of the show just talking about the miracle of Christmas. I mean, I got some stories that'll warm the cockles of your heart. I got things that we're going to talk about. And, oh, by the way, we've got I think you may have a little bit of time left in the Instagram and Twitter polls for Right Side. We'll get the results of those. And then I just want to hear from y'all. I'm going to want to hear from things like your Christmas memories and things that you recall, like if you were in the military, what was it like having Christmas away from home? Different things like that are important for us to share, and so I'd love to hear it. Anyway, number three, triple dipper. The miracle of Christmas. Well, speaking of which, let me jump over here to my opening comments, the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. And y'all, they're like everywhere, and I hear they're growing even more. But Southern Immediate Care is in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations now around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages, pediatric to geriatric is what I always say. And listen, the reality is this is who I use personally, and I would encourage you to give them a look. If you need medical attention, Southern Immediate Care, find them in a location nearest to you. And they are the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. All right. Let's talk here for a minute. And this is Christmas themed, but it might be a little different than what you imagined. So one glance around the world in which we live can, you know, quickly give one the impression that these are not stable times. They're not. It's a fair statement to say that the biblical reference of wars and rumors of war is very apropos. At every turn, the media is filled with headlines and punditry that leads off with terms like backlash and anger and harsh response. One side accuses the other, unrest occurs, civil discourse is lost, and then Christmas. So there's something absolutely different about the season of Christmas. I am fully aware that not everyone believes as I do that this is the season that we are in that is designed to be the timestamp of the birth of a Savior through divine intervention. But yet even the hardest among us are aware that something different fills the air during this season of hope. We see it in the giving of gifts, the gathering of families, the time off from school and work. We see it in the stories of extra sacrifice and hard work to buy that one small gift for a child. It's evident in the wreaths on the doors and the lights on the trees. Say what you will, but Christmas is different. Now, to be sure, there are those who don't celebrate, for reasons of faith or no faith. Christmas is not everyone's time of celebration. I get that. Families can find it a time of poignancy, too, marked by the loss of a loved one or an absence at the table for a service member who's overseas. But underlying the story of Christmas is still a hope that things can be different, that even in the lowest of times and the darkest of moments, that a star can light a new way forward. Christmas, something about it, has a way of changing things. As surely as the history and the faith of the world changed in the lowly Bethlehem manger over 2,000 years ago, there are still moments in time today that cannot be explained except to say that the spirit of Christmas overcame the worst of circumstances. We can look historically to things like Washington's crossing of the Delaware at Christmas in 1776, a moment that led to victory that spawned other victories, a miracle in the midst of hardship that brought us to the birth of this nation. Books have been written about moments of faith in times of crisis in which answers came from seemingly nowhere during the Christmas season. Is it just a sentiment? No. There's something decidedly different about the Christmas season, something that brings together what was once apart, something that extends a hope that tides will actually turn. Like the miracle of the battlefield peace that broke out in the trenches of World War I. They call it the Christmas Truce of 1914. Just weeks before that, Pope Benedict had called for a temporary ceasefire on the lines. He asked that, quote, that the guns may fall silent at least upon the night the angels sang. But y'all, war is where men die and things are broken, right? Officially, the Pope's plea was rejected by the leadership of both sides. It's said that the mystery or misery of trench warfare in the first war to end all wars was on a scale unparalleled in world history. On the night of Christmas Eve 1914, in the mud and the slog of the trenches in Belgium, the 1st Battalion of the Royal Warwickshire Regiment was dug in and miserable. The trenches were cold and dank and fearful. The men of the regiment had been on the line for endless days and sleepless nights, and a British machine gunner named Bruce Bairnsfather later wrote that as he huddled in his narrow, freezing trench, covered in mud, that he began to hear singing. And he called out to one of his fellow soldiers, asking if he could hear it too. German soldiers were on the other side of no man's land in their own trenches singing Christmas carols. And there in the darkness, some of the British soldiers started singing back. And then a voice with a thick German accent called out from across a span between the lines saying, "Come over here!" Well, this was not normal. This did not fit the moment. Well, after the call was repeated, a British sergeant yelled back, "You come halfway. I come halfway." Well, what happened next is recorded in soldiers' diaries and letters home and dispatches from the front. One man is said to have climbed from his trench, walked out into the void to meet the Germans, and a short time later, he returned smoking a new cigar and smiling at the astonished men of his unit. And then all across the lines, literally it began to run the entire length of the Western Front, groups of French and Belgian and British and German soldiers declared temporary ceasefires, and they crawled up out of their fortifications to meet in the middle and celebrate Christmas. It is said that the soldiers who had just been fighting and dying began to shake hands, sing together, swap cigarettes and cigars, pour the occasional libation, and in more than one instance, impromptu soccer games broke out. Western soldiers gave German soldiers haircuts. Men of both sides helped their enemies retrieve the dead who littered the battlefield. British soldier Jay Redding wrote home. He said, quote, "I shook hands with some of them, and they gave us cigarettes and cigars, and we did not fire that day, and everything was so quiet, it seemed like a dream." A German lieutenant on the opposite side wrote, quote, "How marvelously wonderful, yet how strange it was. Christmas, the celebration of love, managed to bring mortal enemies together as friends for a time," he said. It's not clear how many troops participated in the overall Christmas truce of 1914. Time magazine wrote that up to 100,000 had crossed the lines to celebrate with their enemies. High commands on both sides were said to have been shocked and disapproved of it all, but it was Christmas. Something was different. A memorial was later erected in England's National Memorial Arboretum that commemorates the Christmas truce. It's cast in bronze. It depicts two large, uniformed arms reaching out and shaking hands. In 2014, on the 100th anniversary, the English and German national teams played a match in remembrance of the men who kicked a ball together in no man's land. It's said that as the day drew to a close, that a German soldier said to one rifleman of the British 3rd Rifle Brigade, "Today we have peace. Tomorrow you fight for your country, I fight for mine. Good luck." So yeah, Christmas is different. It doesn't mean that problems go away per se. But it's a season, though, that we are in right now that extends hope in the middle of hopeless times. So may God richly bless you with the hope of this season, no matter your circumstance. Merry Christmas. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, the Christmas truce of 1914, you go look it up. It's an amazing story. There's been artistic representations of it. There are still photographs of the men out there in the middle of no man's land. It was a shock to the systems, really, of the leadership of both sides, who couldn't understand how their men could unilaterally begin to just get up out of their trenches and walk out to the middle, shake hands, and celebrate for a few hours before they went back to killing each other. But the reality is this: Christmas is different. Christmas brings a different feel to things. And I think it's because there's a hope embedded in this season, and it's contagious. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.